It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is weighing whether to extend major provisions of an emergency health order that limits non-essential business activity and bans gatherings of more than five people. The governor scheduled a live stream news conference this afternoon at 4 to discuss statewide efforts to rein in the spread of the coronavirus and protect vulnerable residents. New Mexico's current emergency health order is scheduled to expire on Friday. One of the two Democratic candidates seeking to unseat New Mexico Senate President Pro Tem Mary Kay Papin in the upcoming primary election has dropped out. District 38 State Senate primary candidate Tracy Perry announced this week that she would suspend her campaign, citing health reasons. In a campaign press release, Perry endorsed Democratic State Senate candidate Carrie Hamblin, who is challenging incumbent Senator Mary Kay Papin. You can find interviews with both candidates in the District 38 State Senate primary race at krwg.org. The oil and gas industry is spending big in the New Mexico primary, but you would not know that without some research. Some thoughts from commentator Peter Goodman.
Chevron Oil is putting a heavy finger on the scales in some New Mexico state senate races. A conservative super PAC is misleading Democratic primary voters with progressive-sounding communications that give voters the false impression Governor Lujan Grisham endorses the PAC's candidates. Photos of her and the candidate under the heading Stand With Michelle and so-and-so. Even the PAC's name, New Mexico Strong, is misleading. It should be Petroleum Strong. Top 2018 donors were Chevron for $2.5 million, followed by Occidental Petroleum, MAC Energy, and a half dozen more oil corporations. In 2018, Petroleum Strong supported Gavin Clarkson, a former Trump minion trying to become a congressman, and spent heavily to attack Land Commissioner Stephanie Garcia Richard. Chevron kicked in $350,000 more in February. That money buys TV spots and such for certain state senators, including John Arthur Smith and Mary Kay Papin. Former State Democratic Party Vice Chair Naomi Martinez-Barra, a teacher from Lordsburg, is challenging Smith. Petroleum Strong's $350,000 from Chevron dwarfs what the candidates have. Smith's first primary report listed $61,700 in contributions. Martinez-Parra reported $24,707. There's an amazing difference in the sources of these candidates' funds. For time through March 27th, Smith got $18,750 of his $61,700 from oil and gas, and $15,000 from large health corporations and big pharma, ExxonMobil, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, plus players like General Motors, Comcast, and Union Pacific, all of which might not have Southern New Mexicans' best interests uppermost in their minds. Almost zero from regular folks. In her 2019 report, Martinez-Parra's contributions, excluding family, were in the $5 to $250 range, all or nearly all from individual constituents. She pledged not to accept corporate PAC money. Smith is smart, well-spoken, and experienced, and fiscal prudence is good. But in making tough decisions, how hard will he try to forget his whole campaign war chest came from petroleum and other corporate interests? I hear this primary is surprisingly close, despite the funding imbalance. Smith seems somewhat out of step with increasing numbers of his constituents. While most New Mexicans wouldn't put a woman in jail for getting an abortion, an old law here says we do that. Smith played a key role in killing a bill to erase that outmoded statute. He says that he's steadfastly pro-life, has thought that way for 35 years, and isn't going to change to satisfy the latest fad. I respect convictions, but we should all keep growing as we age and changing views when new information warrants that. If he's saying he doesn't care to learn and change, that's sad. Constituents also care about the environment. There's a reason that Chevron wants Smith in office, a reason his contributors list is so overloaded with oil and gas and big pharma, and a reason the Sierra Club, in endorsing Martinez Parra, said Smith, quote, repeatedly sided with Republicans to block important environmental legislation, unquote. Is Mitch McConnell right that the three things that matter in U.S. politics are money, money, and money? That ain't what our founders had in mind.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.